You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1177. The Things You Do For Me, How Your Partner's Investments Make You More Committed, by Dr. Samantha Joel of Loves.com. Hello, everybody. Like I said, this is ORD, and I am your host and narrator, Greg Audino. So glad to be with you today and to have the opportunity to start the week off with a great post for you. This time, it's out of Loves.com, who always provide us with wonderful insight and research to back that insight up. Today's episode is no exception, as this post will definitely leave you with something to think about and evidence behind it. So let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. The Things You Do For Me, How Your Partner's Investments Make You More Committed, by Dr. Samantha Joel of Loves.com. Imagine that you get a great job offer, complete with an excellent salary, flexible hours, and numerous promotion opportunities. The only problem is that this job offer is in a city far away from where you and your partner currently live. Thus, your partner has to choose whether or not to uproot for you, leaving her or his own job and friends behind and starting over with you in this new city. What would be the consequences of your partner making this choice? In particular, beyond the consequences this would have for your partner, how would you feel about your partner making this sacrifice for you? People tend to invest a great deal into their romantic relationships. We put time, energy, and emotions into our relationships. We tie up our material possessions in our relationships. And we make sacrifices for our partners, both small and large. Past research has focused mostly on the consequences of these relationship investments for the self. How do my investments affect my feelings toward the relationship? Such research has converged on the idea that a more invested partner is a more committed partner. Once people have put a great deal into their relationships, they want to avoid wasting those investments, so they're more likely to continue to persevere with their relationships. However, we know little about what the consequences of a partner's investments might be for your own commitment. Beyond making your partner feel more committed, will your partner's investments also make you feel more committed to the relationship? My colleagues and I predicted that they would. Specifically, we hypothesized that people would feel more appreciative of romantic partners who are willing to put more resources into their relationships. In other words, a highly invested partner is a partner worth committing to. Overall, we expected that when people perceive that their partners have put a great deal into their relationships, those investments may lead them to feel more grateful for their partners, i.e. to value their partners more, thus motivating them to continue their relationships. We tested these hypotheses in a series of three studies. Study 1 was an online experiment conducted with participants currently in relationships. We randomly assigned some people to think about the various ways in which their partners had invested in their relationships, whereas we assigned others to think about all the ways in which they themselves had invested into the relationships. A third group of participants skipped this manipulation entirely. We then asked all participants a number of questions about their relationships, such as how appreciative they felt of their partners and how committed they felt to their partners. Participants who thought about their partner's investment subsequently felt the most committed to their relationships, even more committed than participants who had thought about their own investments. As predicted, thinking about the partner's investments made participants feel more grateful for their partners. These feelings of gratitude helped to explain why the participants who completed this exercise subsequently felt the most committed to their relationships. Study 1 demonstrated that thinking about a partner's investments leads to short-term boosts in gratitude and commitment. But how do these effects play out in people's day-to-day lives? For studies 2 and 3, we tested this by recruiting people in relationships and asked them to report back to us daily for either 7 days, study 2, or 14 days, study 3, about how much their partners were investing in their relationships. For example, in study 3, we asked participants if their partners had given anything up that day for the sake of the relationship. We then followed up with participants either 9 months later, study 2, or 3 months later, study 3, to see if their commitment to their relationships had changed. In both studies, when people thought that their partners were putting more into their relationships on a daily basis, their own commitment tended to increase over the course of the study. Feelings of gratitude explained this increase. Participants felt more grateful for highly invested partners, thus leading them to feel more committed to their relationships. Together, these studies show that when one partner invests time, energy, emotions, and other resources into the relationship, the other partner tends to appreciate that person more and is subsequently more willing to stay in that relationship. Importantly, both gratitude and commitment are associated with positive relationship outcomes. So, one implication of this work is that investments can help relationships. They elicit all these positive relationship feelings that have benefits later on. Joint investments in particular, such as merging finances, moving in together, or getting married, may produce powerful boosts in relationship well-being by making both members of the couple feel more grateful for and committed to one another. On the other hand, the effects in all three of these studies extended even to participants who were less satisfied in their relationships. In other words, even people who were unhappy with their relationships felt more committed to those relationships if they felt their partners were more invested. Thus, investment decisions may be a double-edged sword in that, although they promote gratitude and commitment, they may also motivate people to persevere even with chronically unfulfilling relationships. So, as conventional wisdom would predict, upping the relationship ante by getting a pet or a house, a joint bank account, or even having a child together really may not be the best move for couples who are on the rocks. Such decisions may carry the risk of motivating people to stay in bad relationships not only because of their own investments, but because of their partner's investments as well. You just listened to the post titled, "The Things You Do For Me: How Your Partner's Investments Make You More Committed," by Dr. Samantha Joel of Loves.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD. And another great informative post out of Loves. I always thoroughly enjoy their research. And I'm also glad they mentioned that caveat at the end about how great investments can also just perpetuate relationships that are shaky rather than improving them. So it sounds to me like these investments we might make amplify whatever state the relationship is in, driving more commitment to staying, whether it's good or bad. All the more reason to talk through big decisions with your partner. And remember that even what feel like grandiose gestures could be overbearing for the person you're with, certainly if they arrive unannounced. And sure, many of us know our partners well enough to accurately gauge what types of surprises are welcome and what might be too much. So if that's you, You know, don't overthink your ability to make a decision that's good for the both of you. But when in doubt, big investments obviously affect the both of you tremendously and thus are good to talk through first and look for compromises if necessary. So thanks again to Dr. Samantha and her research, and thanks to you as well for being here till the end and enjoying it with me. I hope this has been a good episode to start your week with, and please do join me again tomorrow where I will have a post for you from nosidebar.com on how to keep your relationships mindful and find the right people. That's where your optimal life awaits.